And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 4th of April, 2009. It was on this day, 1968, Martin Luther King Jr. was assassinated by a rifleman while he was standing on the second-story balcony of the Lorraine Motel in Memphis, where he'd gone to support a strike by the city's sanitation workers. The night before he died, he gave a speech at the Memphis Temple Church in which he said, "I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you, but I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land." It's the birthday of the French novelist and screenwriter and memoirist Marguerite Duras, born in 1914 in Saigon. Her parents, school teachers working for the French government, which sent teachers out to its colony, Indochina. Her father got sick there when she was just a little girl. He went back to France and died there. Her mother invested in a rice field, but it was destroyed by floods and the family was destitute. And as a teenager, Marguerite Duras took on a lover, a wealthy, older Chinese man she met on a ferry. Her mother encouraged her to see the man so she could get money from him, but not to have sex with him. But the girl began a love affair with him, a story that she would return to again and again in her later writing, giving distinctly different versions of the man and her affair. In her books North China Lover, The Sea Wall, and The Lover, which was made into a successful film in 1992. In one version of the affair, she wrote that he looked ridiculous and she felt ashamed to be seen with him in public. Later, she portrayed him as handsome and romantic. She said he has the white skin of the North Chinese. He is very elegant. He has on the raw silk suit and mahogany-colored English shoes young Saigon bankers wear. Marguerite Duras moved back to France when she was 17. She studied at the Sorbonne, became a member of the resistance, as her husband did. He was arrested by the Gestapo, sent off to concentration camps, came back sick, hardly able to walk, weighed only 84 pounds. She struggled with alcoholism throughout her later years. She said she drank because she knew that God did not exist. Marguerite Duras, who said, "Men like women who write, even though they don't say so. A writer is a foreign country." Here's a poem for today by Charles Simic entitled, "Have You Met Miss Jones?" "I have, at the funeral, pulling down her skirt to cover her knees, while inadvertently showing us her cleavage down to the tip of her nipples. A complete stranger, wobbly on her heels, negotiating the exit with the assembled mourners, eyeing her rear end with visible interest. Presidential hopefuls will continue to lie to the people as we sit here, bowed. New hatreds will sweep the globe faster than the weather. Sewer rats will sniff around lit cash machines while we sigh over the departed. And her beauty will live on, no matter what any one of these black-clad, grim veterans of every wake, every prison gate and crucifixion sputters about her discourtesy. Miss Jones, you'll be safe with the insomniacs. You'll triumph where they pour wine from a bottle wrapped in a white napkin, eat sausage with pan-fried potatoes, and grow misty-eyed, remembering the way you walked past the open coffin, past the stiff with his nose in the air, taking his long siesta. A cute little number," an old man said. "But who was she?" Miss Jones, the guest book proclaimed. A poem by Charles Simic, "Have You Met Miss Jones?" from Walking the Black Cat, published by Harcourt Brace and Company, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can read thousands of classic and contemporary poems online at poetryfoundation.org. Engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.